Yeah, welcome. Good to have you here.
The microphone. I'm sure there's a new microphone here, Raven. Nope, there's not.
But my old paper clip is here. That's for sure. Hello, can you hear me? Okay, good, good. Okay, we'll start over again. Welcome, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm late. What should we talk about? Would somebody like to say something about their practice, how it's going? How's it gone this last week? Was it better Wednesday than it was on Tuesday? Nobody got that.
Well, anything I could say would sound like a confession. So no.
That's good. Yeah. I'd love to hear your confession in front of everyone.
Oh.
But if you'd rather not, that's all right.
I have pretty good intentions. At least to start.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the regularity that I think is probably really good. Necessary and good thing. Too many other things seem to get in the way.
Yeah. Why do you suppose that is, that other thing get in the way?
Are there things going on in my life right now that shouldn't stay on my mind much of the time? And as soon as I pause to reflect on something, one of them pops into my mind, and there it goes. 3 minutes later, I remember, oh yeah, I'm really not wanting to do that. Go back to the original subject.
Anybody else ever had this problem?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Was that your thoughts, or your thoughts are going to a different subject, or you're just doing something else instead of...
Both.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Now, for a time, I thought, well, I'll try doing this first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't always work.
That doesn't work real well. I have three cats that insist on being fed. And by the time I fed them, I'm on my feet and moving, and there's a routine that I have every day, and I'm already into it. By the time I get to the other end of it, it's mid-morning. But now and then, I have a pretty good session.
This, I think, is probably pretty typical. I have a routine. Once I get started on the routine, the next thing I know, it's half way through the morning. Would you agree it's pretty typical? There's some people here who have overcome that problem, right? You've overcome that problem?
I do it before I get up.
Oh, you do it before you get up?
Yeah.
Well,
and I can't get up until I find a smile.
Okay. But aren't you saying, if we generalize what you're saying, what you said is specifically what you do. And it probably wouldn't be helpful to suggest that everybody meditate before they get up. No. A lot of people would just fall back asleep. But if we were to generalize what you just said, wouldn't it come out more like, well, I made it my routine.
Yes.
To meditate after I wake up and before I get out of bed.
Yes, because otherwise the same thing, you know, because I foster little baby animals. And so once I'm up, you know, I get caught up in the routine like everybody else. So that just works for me.
So can anybody else, how have you solved this problem?
I've started to, well, I have, I've started to live my, I'm a violinist, and so in order to practice well, I set a timer for like 5 minutes or whatever and practice something. So I started actually live my life that way in a lot of respects. So sometimes I want to take a break and I meditate, I'll sit down and set the timer for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, the really nice harp sound that goes off. And I'm like, wow, it brings me out of my meditation. It's really nice. Or I get set for 10 minutes or whatever. Whatever I feel like I have time to do. And that way I don't, doesn't have to be a certain schedule. So maybe that's not very disciplined, but it's something. It's what I've been able to do. And it sort of helps me get, actually works its way into my, it helps me work better because it rejuvenates me.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that at least at the moment you're doing smaller meditations,
right,
but you're incorporating them in as essentially a necessary part of your routine. Because there are points where you need to stop one thing, and that's a logical point to insert a period of meditation.
Yeah.
Well, it's a problem I'm still solving. I've been solving it for a couple of years now, keep wiggling it. And now I'm in the part where whenever I come up with a, oh, I can't because I have this moment where I challenge that, and I say, really? Really? You're going to fall back asleep? Yeah? Really? You have to get up to X? Really? You can't do this until Y? Really? And especially for a lot of the fear-based things where it's like, oh, I can't do that, or I'll, you know, fall asleep or not get enough sleep or whatever. Whatever excuse it is, when I challenge that, I do that immediately, and I test it. I have to say, okay, so let's see if you're really that tired. Let's see. And for me, still the biggest challenge is the routine. I don't have one at all. And so I'm setting timers. Mm-hmm. But it's for such basic things as go to bed now.
Yeah.
And I'm building up to, well, it's looking like the best time for me is 2 p.m. So now that.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, but you challenge it. That's what I'm doing. Find out what's in the way and say, really? And because it, you know, it sounds cold, but I tell myself it either matters or it doesn't.
So could I paraphrase that? Say that it's become enough of a priority for you to meditate that now whenever you find yourself reluctant and resistant, that you deliberately think about it and weigh the sources of resistance against that existing resolve and determination to meditate. So that's another very important part of it is prioritizing. There's some people in this room I know have very regular meditation practices. I would invite you if you would be willing to share how you got from being and how you got to the place of having a regular, consistent meditation practice.
I think it is a training like anything else. I feel like by now, if I don't do it, even if it's for a short while, it's like not brushing my teeth or, you know, it is so important to get that centering in the morning for me. But I also cannot do it always the longest. Mm-hmm. I shorten it up for some time, but I need to do something every morning.
So you've reached the point where the role, the contribution of meditation to the quality of your life is so self-evident that it provides its own motivation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's a pure joy wherever I am with it. When I'm crying, even, it's joy. I need to do that. Yeah.
But when you first began to meditate, it probably wasn't that way.
No, I went in and out with constant and different techniques too. Yeah.
In the beginning, it is more of a question of discipline, priorities, and scheduling your routine, finding a way to make it work. But then after you succeed for a little while in doing that, meditating regularly, then the benefits of it and the impact it has on the rest of your day makes it really easy.
Yeah.
And going without meditation starts to be more like going without your coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
it's not really the way you'd like to approach life. Right? Don't drink coffee so much.
Mm-hmm.
So you can translate this, you know, having breakfast or anything, something that's important. Like not going to the bathroom. You miss it.
Right, we need to take care of our mental hygiene too.
Yeah, just take care of your mental hygiene altogether. But, yeah, in the beginning, though, there is a, as I say, prioritization and finding a place to put it into your routine. You know, to go back to what you originally said, you said you start your morning routine, and then the next thing you know is mid-morning, and I'm going to guess here. It's mid-morning, and the reason that you became aware of that was something else came along that interrupted your routine that was not negotiable. Like, you realized it was 10 o'clock and you had an appointment at 10:30, halfway across town or something.
Yeah.
Right. Something like that. And what I would suggest is that what we have to do is we have to find a way to make it a part of our routine, not in addition to our routine or instead of our routine. It has to become a part of the routine. And there's resistance to that, because whatever your routine is, you've been doing it for a long time, and there's reasons why you're doing it, why you've been doing it the way you have. Some of them good, some of them not so good, but there's reasons. And so there's resistance to changing your routine. But part of success is that you're going to change your routine enough so that your meditation practice becomes a part of it. And so you describe wonderfully well how you've inserted it into your routine. And even though it's in small increments now, I can see that's working for you. And over time, you'll have longer sits.
Or shorter ones.
Shorter than 5 minutes?
More shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. Seriously.
Yes.
I can remember sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then one day going, this isn't necessary. And everything became my meditation. Not just the sitting part, but everything. So it turned into many, many, many hours a day of focusing and attention on an object, and that object would flip from one to the other.
And that's a very good thing. That's where we all want to get to. But I think it's, you know, you spent a long time sitting first before you discovered that you could do this. I think it's a bit more difficult for somebody who hasn't put the time in sitting to start making everything they do, their meditation, right? Do you agree with that, Beatrice? Because you tend to forget totally what it is that your intention was to make everything your meditation.
But I think the intention of why you're sitting is really important.
The intention.
The intention of why you're sitting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The intention is very important. And that comes to another factor, which is motivation. Your intention is really an expression of your motivation. Or you can think of it the other way around. Your motivation is an expression of a very well-formed, fairly formed intention. And that's something that you know, if you want to establish your regular practice, you can't neglect that. You know, you have to work with your own psychology. What you actually do every day is what's important to you to do. And there are reasons why it's important. It has some value. Everything that you do during the day on a regular basis has a particular value that's been established in your mind. It's not something that you decide fresh every day. It's there. It's become part of the core of you, and it generates the necessary motivation, intention, leading to the action. And so you have to think about it in those terms. You have to be really clear on why on earth am I doing this? What a weird thing to do, sit and watch your work.
When the idea is that our whole life is a meditation practice, which I agree with, there is still a qualitative difference for me sitting and then bringing mindfulness into my life, because the sitting is absolutely only about myself. And I'm very selfish on that level. And I'm sitting and it's this, nothing else. But when I'm going out in the world and communicate and interact, then using the tools of mindfulness or not, but that is a different practice for me. I cannot separate those and say I need to come to the moment where everything is only meditation. I still want that part.
Yeah,
very strongly.
Yeah, that's an extremely important part. There is no point, I suspect, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but there's no point that I know of in a spiritual path where there isn't a place for silent sitting meditation. Because there's really no other circumstance in life that allows you that same degree of clarity. And it really is practice. For me, when I sit down and meditate, I'm practicing for meditating the rest of the time. Sitting meditation is practice for living meditation. Mm-hmm. And you'll know this, when you sit down to meditate, you get to go through the whole gamut of emotions. Things will come up that are fun, there's times you regret doing this, you feel impatient, restless, angry, you know, all of the stuff that you deal with in your life comes up when you do nothing but sit down and say, I'm going to observe my breath for the next half hour, 45 minutes, hour, whatever it is. You know, and that's the practice. That's how you get to the place where when you're in the flow of life, things are happening and people are saying things and you're reacting and everything, that you can make that into a meditation. Yeah.
Would this be different than the habit of daily journaling, where you sit, you collect yourself, and you wait to see what comes up, and then you say, oh, well, that, you know, and you get clarity by reviewing it?
The one difference is that in journaling, it's the verbal, analytical, logical, rational part of your mind, which is really only a small part of your mind that is doing everything. When you sit down and meditate, all of you is there. The intuitive you, you know, the opportunity for insight. Insight, I've never journaled, but I would venture to say that most people who journal, they get their insights reading what they've already written rather than writing them. Because when you read it, it's an opportunity for the rest, the parts of your mind that had to get out of the way while you're writing, they get involved now.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
No? Not in your experience?
Currently, I don't journal, but I did for many years.
Yeah.
My experience was that I would begin, mm-hmm. and somewhere I would realize I was aware of something I hadn't thought of. The act of forming a thought seems to trigger other thoughts that may have been buried. Mm-hmm. And now they're not buried. They're triggering problems.
Well, that's good then. But the problem that I see with journaling, though, is it's just using one part of your mind. You know, it's not using using that larger holistic kind of awareness that sees relationships between things that you don't ordinarily see. It's you're more likely, when you're journaling, it's going to be a logical process of this connects to that and that connects to the next thing. And not that that isn't good, and a lot of wonderful things can come from that. But it is still limiting. And there are other parts of your mind that generally have to get out of the way. But I wouldn't rule out the possibility that while journaling, sometimes you're going to have insights too. It's going to, things are going to emerge. But really what we're talking about is what's different about meditation and why I do that. And you see, one of the problems with meditating is you sit down and for whatever reason, one reason or another, you experience some sort of negative emotion about what you're doing in the present, whether it's impatience, restlessness, frustration, disappointment, oh, I thought it was going to be like this, and I was like, blah, blah, blah. It's different. So you have these all of these negative emotions. And of course, when you first begin to meditate, you do exactly the same thing that you do with everything else in your life, is you identify with it, you accept that as reality, and you don't see it objectively. But as you go along in your meditation, you more and more have the experience of saying that, oh yeah, there's these different emotional states arising. And there is much more to you and to life and the whole experience than these specific emotional states. Now you're starting to get a different perspective that you don't ordinarily have in your life. And when you bring meditation into your daily life, you're bringing exactly that same perspective. You're seeing how you react to a situation, not as if I am this feeling and this is the only possible way I could react, but you're seeing it from a different perspective that, oh, yes, this, look what I'm doing to myself. You know, I mean, one of the things when you start carrying your meditation over into daily life, one of the earliest things that you're surely going to notice is how you put yourself in a bad mood by reacting to a little, actually relatively meaningless things. But each little thing that you react to sets you up for the next one until the next thing you know, you're having a really rotten day. Right? And you learn that from meditation. You gain that perspective of seeing what you're doing to yourself rather than assuming it's just the way it is and it's the only way it's supposed to be. It's time for us to sit. So I just want to finish this question up by saying it's important to understand why you're meditating. And we could talk about this a lot. We should talk about this a lot. As a matter of fact, I could see a whole evening being devoted to just sharing why it is that we think that meditation is actually a worthwhile thing to do. Because life is short. There's only so many hours in a day. It has to be a good reason if you're going to invest this much time in the process. So maybe we will talk about that sometimes. Anyway, right now, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. There's some people here, several faces that I haven't seen before, people that I haven't seen for a long time. Glad you're here. Welcome. So please make yourself comfortable, and we're going to sit for the next 45 minutes.